Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Please go ahead and be seated. We're so thankful to the Lord. Hallelujah. So thankful. So thankful. It's truly amazing. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. You do know that I have to give a little bit of time to talk about. This is a little early for me, making this transition. The political season is usually much later in the year. And of course, you know, as we always do, as we get closer, then we get to the point where we start talking about it and start praying about it and start all of those things that we usually do. But this year is coming a bit earlier. And, you know, I do have a duty to just be a voice, to give direction, to give clarity, to point us as the body of Christ, local church here in Abundant Life and our missions in other places, just to verbalize what I know scripturally is God's mind regarding our politic and the state of our nation and the role of the church as we get into this season. I am really, really thankful to the Lord for averting the tragedy yesterday. I'm so thankful for preserving the life of former President Trump, keeping him. You know, if you've seen the video, if you've seen that video, and I know they've looped it on several cable channels now, if you've seen the video, you know it's a miracle. You know it's a miracle that man is alive. You know it's a miracle he's alive. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. And you know, I'm just so thankful, so thankful. Yeah, I know that we had there were some casualties. I think maybe a couple of people dead, and some injuries. Some are still recovering from their injuries, and I know some families are mourning, and our hearts are with them. We pray for them. But I really just want to say thank you, Lord, for preserving the life of President Trump. I also want to say former President Trump. I also want to say thank you, Lord, for averting this disaster that would have taken over the United States of America. I know that we don't realize it and we don't understand it. You know, different people have different politics, and that's okay. Where politics is a very passionate thing. It's like sports, right? Everybody, you know, everybody has sides. People take sides. There's a reason you feel about politics the way you feel about it. It's not wrong to feel about it that way. It's like your sports team. You know, you want your sports team to win. It's just that politics has a greater significance. It affects people's lives. So that's even more so. And people respond and people react in different ways to different things based on what's important to them. And, you know, everybody always feels like they are right and the other side is wrong. But honestly, from God's perspective, as the Lord, and I'm going to digress a little bit. I've been talking about, you know, before the convention, keep the serpent out of your garden. I'll just say one or two things today about the role of the church in all of this. When we take our place in our politics, you express in our families, I'm sure, behind closed doors, we are all passionate talking about, you know, what we think and how we feel and all of that. But always remember, you are the body of Christ, right? You are the body of Christ. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world, right? And, you know, there's a place. It's like everything in life. Like the Bible says in Ecclesiastes, there's a time and a season for everything under the sun. Okay. So there's a place for expressing our thoughts, our views, our passions. You know, sometimes in families, people disagree, and you know, sitting around their dining table. Sometimes, you know, there are high passions based on what people think and all of that. That's all good. But then there is a time and a place to step away from all of that and take our place as the church, as the body of Christ. You are God's children. We are the ones in authority. We are assigned to enforce the will of God on the earth. That's our place. And you have to periodically, again, like I said to you, I'm sharing this and I'm hitting on it. I'm not dodging it. I'm not, you know that we don't spout political views on the pulpit. It's just not allowed. We don't do that. That's not what the pulpit is for. And I don't have any problems with churches and pastors where they do it and they say this is the side that is right and this is the will of God and this is that. That's okay. That's the Lord. They answer to the Lord. I can only answer to the Lord for what He's assigned me to do. But in our place, what we do is we give place, we give passion to what's important, and we talk about all those things. And then when it comes to taking our place as the body of Christ, we get before the Lord and we take our place. We take our place and we seek the will of God. And that's the Lord, and I'll get to it later. I won't take too much time here. I want to preach very short the next couple of weeks or so. So pray for me. The Lord will help me. But I really want to minister very short. But I'll read even in the Lord's Prayer, right? That's what the Lord said to pray. Jesus said to pray that. Remember in our confession, I don't know that I have the time to go over the whole confession today, but I think the second paragraph of that confession, look at what it says, of this 2024 confession, look at what it says. You can put that up for me, please. I'm a chosen generation, right? Isn't that's the second paragraph? I'm a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and a peculiar people. I am the light of the world, and I am the salt of the earth. Watch this. I represent Jesus. I speak for Jesus. I stand for Jesus. I reign with Jesus. Now, so in the place of your priestly ministry, you have to be able to draw a line. There's a time and a season for everything under the sun. In the place of your priestly ministry, you represent Jesus. You don't represent your own thoughts. You don't represent your own passion. You don't represent your own opinion. Right? There's a place to represent your own opinion. But in your priestly ministry, as a child of God, as the door, right? We've been talking about the door, right? There's only one door. There's one door into your life. There's one door into your family. There's one door into a community. There's one door into the church, the body of Christ. And there's one door into the nation. Well, what is the door that God accesses any nation through? Is the church. Is the church. When the church loses its focus and gives up ground and gives up its place as the door through which God can move in a nation, that nation is in trouble. And so what does the enemy do? He throws out a lot of distractions. Right? And people feel very strongly about, but that's still a distraction. Because feeling that strongly, if you then cannot get to a place where you can pray, and you can pray the will of God, notice what that confession says, I represent Jesus. So in this aspect of your life, when you serve as a priest before God, you represent Jesus. What is Jesus saying? It's not what's your politics saying. It's not what's your mind, what's your opinion. No, what is Jesus saying? And Jesus is never, hardly ever, is Jesus saying, oh, it's 100%, this side is 100% right, or that side is 100, hardly ever. But the Holy Spirit gives you wisdom to pray. So we can put things in place. In the spirit. Remember, we have authority. The spiritual authority that we have is to enable us. Number one, we take our place like we're representing Jesus. But it's also to enable us, give God room to walk. Through our prayers, God walks. Remember, what's that scripture in 2 Chronicles 7? If my people, 7:14, if my people that are called by my name, if they will humble themselves, right? And pray. Isn't that what he said? Yeah. Then what did he say he would do? Seek his face, humble themselves. Then he will do what? He will heal their land. He didn't say if my people who are called by my name are very passionate about what they believe. That's not what he said. There's nothing wrong with being passionate about what we believe. But when you get to the place of your priestly ministry, and I'm saying this, like I said, these are things I wanted to say later on in the years, we get closer and closer, because a lot of things are going to happen. A lot of things are going to happen. We've got to pray for this nation. Amen. We have to pray for this nation. What you don't want to see, you don't want to see any kind of bloodshed at any level. You can't even fathom what that might end up being. You don't want to see it. I know sometimes in people's passion and in sometimes people's, the way they feel about things, you know, they don't even mind that there is a little bit of violence. You don't want it. It's not the will of God at any level. So as the church, we take our place. And forgive me, I know I'm preaching to the choir, but I got to say these things because we have to have clarity, right? You've got to pray for this nation. Let's pray for this nation. Let's pray from our hearts for this nation. Let's find, and even on our website, we have a lot of things you can pray, you know, pray for the nation, pray for the leaders, pray for, you know, let's pray for our nation. Let's pray. There are generally two political parties. There's the Republicans, there's the Democrats, and two of them have leaders, and the leader of the Democratic Party is the President of the United States right now. The leader of the Republican Party is the contender for the office of the President in the forthcoming elections. Yeah, let's pray for them. Let's pray for them. You can't be so strongly opined about any of these things that you cannot actually pray for these leaders. When the Bible says you should pray for the leaders. So if you get to that place where you are, then you are becoming like the world. If you get to that place where that thing is so overwhelming for you in one way or in one direction or the other that you cannot with an open heart and an open mind pray, you got to back up. Because then you are a part of the problem. The Bible says you are the salt of the earth. Amen. You are the light of the world. I'm going to close soon. This is my mess. I'm already ministering. This just happened yesterday, so I'm diverting my message to this. We are the salt of the earth. We are the light of the world. We don't want darkness to take over our nation. My friends, hatred is darkness. Hatred is bitterness. When there's so much hatred that people can't stand one another. You try it in your beloved relationships. Those of you who are married, try it. Or your friends, you try it. There's a level in your conversations and in your debate that it's like, you know, you were just talking. She feels differently, I feel differently. And you know, yeah, guys. But there's a point where we're beginning to lose control. And we're beginning to have bad emotions. And our minds and our feelings are taking over. What is the door to our lives? Our hearts. What is the door that Satan wants to walk through? Our minds. When feelings and emotions begin to rule and direct, because everything you are seeing, 100% of what you see in a lot of our politics is just feelings and emotions. That's all it is. But when those feelings and emotions begin to rule and they begin to determine and they begin to guide the way we respond, we're missing God. I don't even care what scripture you put on it. Because sometimes people like to be spiritual. You say, God, let me put it the way the proper, people like to be spiritual. They say, God told me. God didn't tell you. People bring scriptures and say, God did not tell you. God did not tell you. Don't even bring God into it. Right? Don't even bring God in. Don't even take the name of the Lord in vain. What he told you to do is pray. He said pray. And the Bible actually tells us some of the things that we should pray. Right? And let us read a couple of scriptures here. Go to John chapter 10. Let's read this from the Amplified. John chapter 10, from the Amplified, from verse 1. I assure you most solemnly, I tell you, he who does not enter by the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up some other way elsewhere. I'm reading from the Amplified in John chapter 10. It should be on the screen. Yeah, thank you. Elsewhere from some other quarter is a thief and a robber. We know who this thief and robber is. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. The watchman opens the door for this man, and the sheep listen to his voice, and they heed it. And he calls his own sheep by name and brings and leads them out. And when he has brought his own sheep outside, he walks on before them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will never on any account follow a stranger, but they will run away from him because they do not know the voice of strangers or recognize their call. Jesus used this parable illustration with them, but they did not understand what he was talking about. So Jesus said again, I assure you, most solemnly I tell you, that I myself am the door of the sheep. Jesus is the door of the sheep. Jesus is the door to the sheepfold. Jesus is the door to the body of Christ. He's the door to the church. And we represent him. Amen. 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 I said he's the door and we represent him. Yeah. Stay with me here. Glory be to God. He says, all others, this is verse 8, all others who came as such before me are thieves and robbers. But the true sheep did not listen to them and did not obey them. I am the door. Jesus is the door to the church. Jesus is the door to the sheepfold. I am the door. Anyone who enters in through me, will be saved, will live. He will come in and he will go out freely and he will find pasture. That's us he's talking about. We came in, we live freely, we find pasture. Glory be to God. Verse 10, the thief is the serpent. The thief comes only in order to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I came that they may have life and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full until it overflows. What did Jesus come to do? To give us life, to help us enjoy life, so that we have life in abundance to the full until it overflows. What does the thief come to do? He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. If there is anyone who is acting in line with what the thief comes to do, are they representing Jesus or are they representing the thief? That's a very simple question. Sometimes people say, no, it's my prayers. It's not your prayers. It's the thief. It's the devil. And let's call it what it is. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd risks and lays down his own life for the sheep. The thief comes only to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Satan has an agenda for this United States. Satan has a plan against this United States. This United States is very, extremely crucial, strategic, significant to the plan of God in these last days. Satan has a plan to destroy this nation. You and I live in this nation. Hallelujah. As long as we live in this nation, we represent Jesus in this nation. Our calling and our responsibility is to take the place that Jesus will take. That's what we do as a church. We don't say Jesus does that, but we do this. So every time those passions are rising and you are beginning to feel the way you feel and all of that, and different ones are beginning to talk and act the way... Thank you, officer, for watching out for us. We appreciate you, sir. God bless you. Thank you. Every time you begin to feel the way you feel or the way people feel about some of these things, we need to step back and say, how does Jesus feel about this? What is Jesus' position about this? Right? What is Jesus' take on this? And it's a very simple answer. So let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 11. Let's actually read this in the New Living Translation. I'm actually just going to read it from the screen because of time. I represent Jesus. I speak for Jesus. I stand for Jesus. I reign with Jesus. How about you? I said, how about you? Okay, the church is the door through which God can walk in any nation. So the church has to take his place. Amen. Let's look at this. We've got to keep, I think it was Pastor Tino who was saying this earlier on in the service. We've got to keep the main thing, the main thing. Right? The Bible even tells us to pray for peace in our land so that the gospel can be preached. Right? So you can't be in love with violence at any level. No Christian should. I don't care what has happened. It doesn't matter. You can't love what God hates as a child of God. At any level, God hates violence amongst human beings. At any level. He's not political about it. He hates violence. Right? Look at it. Amongst the worst sins that God hates, which the Bible actually lists in Proverbs chapter 6, these six sins does God hate, and these seven are abomination to the Lord. One of them is anyone who causes division amongst brethren, lying tongues, heart full of hatred. God hates these things. You can say, no, the Lord told me, so I don't hate it, but he didn't. It's not the Lord. Who told you? It's your feeling. It's your emotion. You have to learn to draw a line there. Right? Let your feeling and your emotion, let it draw you. And what you are convinced about, truly, in your principles, let them draw you and let them motivate you to take a stand politically. That's okay. But then, remember, first, you are a child of God. You represent Jesus. Am I preaching to a church here today? Yeah. This doesn't sound like Open Heaven's crowd right here. It sounds like I'm preaching to people who wish they were somewhere else. We've got to hear these things. Because I want you to know how to pray for the nation tomorrow. When you wake up tomorrow morning and you are praying for the United States, I want you to know how to pray. I don't want you to be. The Bible says, don't be deceived. Do not be deceived. A lot of people are deceived. Right? Let's go there. Put that up for me. Thank you. It's up there already. 2 Corinthians 2:11. That's the King James. We're going to read just this verse in the King James, and then I'm going to have you go to the New Living Translation. We're going to read from verse 11 all the way down, I think, to verse 17. We've got to keep the main thing, the main thing. Look at it. Verse 11. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. We're not ignorant. As the church, we're not ignorant. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
As the church, we are not ignorant. What is Satan's greatest device, greatest plan and strategy against this nation? To tear it apart through the spirit of division. Right? So in our homes, yes, we share what we believe and we talk about it passionately. We do that in our home too, right? We have these healthy debates in our homes too, right? So what I'm sounding like on the pulpit right here is not what I always sound like when we get into the political conversations. You can have the political conversations. There's nothing wrong with that. You can express your side. You can talk about it. Even in public, amongst your friends. But learn and know where to draw the line. I represent Jesus. Right. I'm not one of the flamethrowers. I'm a maker of peace. I bring peace. I come in peace. I promote peace. I encourage peace. I believe in peace. Hallelujah. Let's read this. Take us to the New Living Translation. We are not ignorant. Satan wants to divide. He wants to destroy. What do you think happens when violence takes over? It's destruction. He comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. He just needs one door. When you create a bonfire, you just need one little spark. One little flame. You can burn a whole city down. Now my people say it's judgment, it's vengeance. It's not true. It's not true. God is wiser than that. Regardless of what you believe. First of all, everyone is human. God loves every human. But second of all, God understands strategy. God knows the quickest way to destroy. It's just start a little thing. Just start a little thing. Somewhere in Hosea, it says, you sow the wind, you reap the whirlwind. You sow the wind, you reap the whirlwind. In Ecclesiastes, it says, whoever breaks the edge, the serpent will bite. Whoever digs a pit will fall into it. Satan just needs a little opening. If we give him that opening, he doesn't stop. That's why the Bible says, well, what scripture is that? Before you switch this to the NLT, you already did. But what scripture is that? I think it's Ephesians 4:27, where he says, don't even give him a foothold. Don't give Satan, don't even give him a crack. Don't give him a little opening. Don't even give him the least opening. What scripture is that? Thank you. Ephesians 4:27. Show us that in the Amplified, please. Don't give place to him. Leave no such room or foothold for the devil. Don't give any opportunity to him. Don't even give him any opportunity. That's a lot of what we'll be ministering long before open heavens. Don't even open that door. Don't even crack it open. Don't say, it's just small. It's just little. That's all he needs. That's all he needs. It's going to wreak a havoc. Don't do it. Don't say, it's just a tiny little. It's just, no, don't even do it. Don't even give. Because you give him that little inch, he takes over your life. God is a master planner. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. The quickest way to tear anything down, just need a little flame. You just need a tiny little flame. Hallelujah. Let's go back to Second Corinthians 2, verse 11 in the New Living Translation. Let's read this. Let's keep the main thing. Hallelujah. So that Satan will not outsmart us. For we are familiar with his evil schemes. Don't let him outsmart us. We are familiar with his evil schemes. Let's go on to verse 12. Let's read a couple of things that Paul talked about here. I just want to show you some things here. When I came into the city of Troas to preach the good news of Christ, the Lord opened a door of opportunity to me. Watch this. When I came into the city of Troas, my main assignment was to preach the gospel of Christ. Everywhere the church goes, can you imagine Jesus going into any city for politics? Can you imagine it? For political reasons? No. It's not recorded in the word. He did have some issues with political leaders. He did have some issues sometimes with kings. But Jesus never went anywhere for political reasons. He never. It's not in the Bible. And if somebody can show me where it, if you believe it is there, show it to me. I want to see it. If we represent Jesus, he is the head, we are the body, it means we follow him. Right? Attention. Yes, sir. We do what Jesus says. We do what Jesus does. Excuse me. I'm sorry. We follow the footsteps of Jesus. We go where Jesus goes. If Jesus won't go into any place for political reason, the church should not go into any place for political reason. No matter how you feel about it, I represent Jesus. I speak for Jesus. I speak, what's the third one? I reign is the last one. I stand with Jesus, right? We follow him. We follow his footsteps. It's not for political reasons. It's primarily for the kingdom. When God sends us anywhere, it's primarily for the gospel. Look at the good news. It's primary. Anything that will be an obstacle in us sharing the good news, whether political beliefs or political passion, that thing is an instrument of the devil. We must separate ourselves from it. I love that testimony last week, right? Our deacon was in his office. He just felt an urge to go down to the parking lot, just walk. When he walked in the parking lot, he saw a woman, tearing herself apart. He went to her. Can I pray for you? Did you ask her, are you Democrat or Republican? No. I know this thing sounds funny, but this is what the devil has done. This is what the devil has done. Even amongst believers now, many times, even amongst different churches now, people cannot even fellowship because of politics. God told me, God told you, God, everybody's invoking the name of God. And it's a lie. God didn't tell them what they are saying God told them. Because God will never, ever drive wedges between his children. He will never do it. I came to trust for the gospel. And then what do you look at? The Lord opened a door of opportunity to me to preach the gospel. Not to win a political campaign. To preach. This is the church. This is our job. I've given you some foundation. It's okay to be passionate. It's okay to believe. That's fine. Yes, okay. Right? It's fine. It has its place. But as the church, you have to draw the line in your priestly ministry. When you get up to pray for the nation, when you get up to pray for the leaders, you have to pray the mind of God. Lord, protect our leaders. Lord, give our president wisdom. Lord, help everyone in government, those that are serving and those that are leading this nation. Give them direct. Lord, let righteousness exalt this nation. Lord, let your grace be available. Show us mercy in this land. Many times we don't deserve it. Lord, we've moved far away from you, but show us your mercy in this nation. Let your best. I love that. I'll show it to you before I close. I love it. It's one of those versions, renditions in the, I think it's a message or one of those translations that says it. Lord, make this world right. Give us God's best down here as it is in heaven. That's in spite of our humanity, in spite of all our failings, in spite of all that the enemy has the ability to do in our fallen world, Lord, still we ask you to give us your best. Amen. Whatever is your best. Amen. These are things we should pray. Amen. Let's go back there. Look at it. When I came to the city of Troas to preach the good news of Christ, the Lord opened a door of opportunity for me. Next verse. But I had no peace of mind because my dear brother Titus hadn't yet arrived with a report from you. So I said goodbye and went on to Macedonia to find him. Keep on going. But thank God, he has given us his captives. Well, this is that scripture in the King James where he says, thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. Can you give us that in the King James? Just that verse 14, please. Thank you. Now, thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph in Christ and makes manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. I want to put a little bit of light on that second part of that scripture. The first part of it, thanks be unto God, who always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. We have unparalleled victory. God's plan for you as his child, in every situation of your life, everything you go through, you must overcome. There must be victory. Until you have the victory, that story is not complete yet. Praise God, we know that. But then look at the second thing he says. He makes us, now here we need to switch. Let's switch back to the New Living Translation because I want you to read this in plain language, plain English. Now he uses us to spread the knowledge of Christ everywhere like a sweet perfume. This is the church. This is who we are. He uses us. This is our primary calling. As the church. Remember in Matthew 5:13, Jesus said, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world, right? He says, if the salt loses its savor, what good is it? Right? And then at one place, he says, men don't light a lamp and then put it under a bushel. That means you are just absolutely useless as far as the purpose of God is concerned for your existence here. It's your primary purpose. It's my primary purpose. Our primary calling is this. Look, spread the knowledge of Christ everywhere like a sweet perfume. Like a sweet perfume. A sweet perfume is something you put on that draws attention and attracts people in a good way. A bad odor, a bad stench coming from any human being drives people away from you. Hallelujah. Drives people away from you. We don't carry bad odor. What do we carry? Sweet perfume. Come on, talk to me, church. Yeah. I said, we don't carry bad odor. What do we carry? What is the sweet perfume that we carry? It's called the gospel. It's called the gospel. The lifestyle of the gospel. Walking in love. Doing good, being kind, being merciful. That's the gospel. That's the sweet perfume. And when you have the opportunity, you don't always have the opportunity. But sometimes through your kindness, sometimes through your goodness, sometimes a door opens and you can actually communicate the knowledge of Christ. That's the gospel. That's our primary assignment. You already know if you've ever done it, you know, if people who just carry that Bible and they just go meet people on the street. Hello, are you born again? Are you going to heaven? Are you going to hell? Nobody listens to them. If you go to somebody's house and you carry yourself, there's already no soliciting. You know it's there. However, if you are caught in a situation with people and you have the opportunity to show the fragrance of Jesus, right? To act like Jesus. And acting like Jesus, you know, is following the word. Ultimately, wanting the best for people. Hallelujah. Amen. Ultimately, wanting the best for people. Now, understand, these people are on the outside. They are not on the inside. Right? So, on the inside, I think our deacon actually also alluded to this last week in his message. Relationships matter. If I'm in a relationship with you, I'm very free. I can say stand up, I can say sit down. I can say you are not eating today because you don't deserve food. You are so messed up. No food for you. You are missing lunch. This way in a relationship. Because I have that lunch. I'm going to bring it back to you later. But you have to learn a lesson. Right? It's scriptural. This way we're in a relationship. And it's because I love you. Hallelujah. But I can't do that to somebody I don't have a relationship with. Somebody I don't know that close, then I say, and I'm responsible for supplying their lunch, and I say, I'm not giving you lunch today. What do they think? They think I'm just mean, I'm evil, because I don't have a relationship with them. I can't do that. Here, He's talking about you are a sweet perfume too. He's talking about those on the outside. He's talking about those on the outside. So, when you take that sweet perfume to those that are on the outside, sometimes some of them will accept it. Many times, some of them will not accept it. But the response and the reaction you get should not determine what you do. You just keep being a sweet perfume. You just keep being a sweet perfume. No matter how it is received, just keep being a sweet perfume. Amen. Amen. Go on to the next verse. Hallelujah. I'm showing you how to pray here because we're the body of Christ. So we pray for the church. This is what we pray for our nation. The church is the door through which God accesses our nation. If the church loses its focus, this nation is in trouble. And we have lost a lot of our focus. Look at it. Our lives, look at the next verse here. Our lives are a Christ-like fragrance rising up to God. But this fragrance is perceived differently by those who are being saved and those who are perishing. So not everybody who perceives this sweet perfume wants to come close to it. Some people perceive this sweet perfume, but they have made up their mind, I don't want it. And you can't change that. Should that stop you from being a sweet perfume? Should that make you go to God and say, well, after all, they cuss me out too. After all, they do evil too. I should do some evil too. Is that what the Bible says we should do? No. Right? Go on. Let's read the next verse. To those who are perishing, we're a dreadful smell of death and doom. But to those who are being saved, we're a life-giving perfume. We're alive. Someone say, I'm a life-giving perfume. Everywhere you go, say, I'm a life-giving perfume. Everywhere you go, I'm a life-giving perfume. I give life. I give the life of Christ. I give the life. Everywhere I go, I carry the life of Christ with me. It doesn't matter whether people receive it or not. You know, that's on them. But that response should not determine my commitment. I'm a life-giving, whether they receive it or not, I'm a life-giving perfume. So I keep giving life. Hallelujah. And who is adequate for such a task? No one really. It's the grace of God. Let's read that last verse in verse 17. I really love this. It talks about authority. I love this. You see, we are not like many hucksters who preach for personal profit. We preach the word of God with sincerity and with Christ's authority, knowing that God is watching us. You have to understand, in taking our place as the body of Christ, we are taking our place under God's authority. God is working with us. We're not just doing the things that we're doing by ourselves and, you know, we're as. No, God is working with us. We have God's approval. We have God's commendation. We have God's blessing. Hallelujah. Amen. I said hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. So carry that fragrance in our nation. The believers, let's carry that fragrance. Let's spread it. Everywhere you go, yes, there's passionate discussion on different things as between now and you know, everything, many things going on today. We're not stopping November. Watch out. That's why the church has to pray. There's so much hatred coming into the world. The church has to pray. Sides are going to dig in. That's why the church has to pray. We can't be identified with the problems. We are the answer. There's a song that says Jesus is the answer for the world today. That's us. We represent Jesus. Amen. So, let's spread that fragrance. First, in our prayer room. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray like Jesus is praying. Every time you are praying for the United States of America, pray with the mind of Jesus. Pray with the heart of Jesus. Pray. There are some things you don't know. You know, who can claim to know everything? There are many things we don't know. So those things you don't know, pray like, okay, Jesus, Lord, you know, I don't know, but you know. And I'm just committing this to you. Do what's best, Lord. Amen. Do what's best, Lord. Let's close out. Matthew chapter 6. That's the Lord's Prayer. Let's read from verse 9, I think. The Lord's Prayer in the King James. Matthew chapter 6. Let's read the King James first. I want to read a couple of verses. I think verse 10 and maybe one other verse. I want to read from various versions of the Bible. Let me get my iPad. I'm going to close right here. Hallelujah. Amen. Would you join me? Let's just pray for our nation right now. Lord, do what's best in our nation. Come on, let's pray. Lord, do what's best in our nation. In the United States of America, Lord, do what's best in this nation. Father God, we ask you, be merciful to us in this nation. We pray, Father God, let the sweet fragrance of Jesus, let the sweet fragrance of Jesus permeate this nation in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father God, we ask for the life of God in this nation. Father, on sides, on different sides of political spectrums, Father, we pray. Lord, we ask God, do what's best. We eliminate divisions. We root out bitterness and hatred. Lord, let the peace of God reign in this nation. We stand against violence in the name of Jesus. Let the love of God rule in this nation. Have mercy upon us in this nation, Lord. Have mercy upon us in this nation, Lord. Have mercy upon us in this nation. We pray for our leaders, oh God. Give them, Lord, the right wisdom, the right words, the right heart of leaders in the name of Jesus. Lord, touch them, move in them. They occupy such significant positions, such significant offices. Give them wisdom to talk right. So many people to follow their words like it's gospel. Give them wisdom to speak right. Orchestrate situations around them that call their attention and make them do right. Make them speak right in the name of Jesus. Orchestrate situations around them, around the world, around the nation, around their families to call their attention. Help them speak. Help them speak right. Father God, we lift up our nation before you. We pray for peace as we approach November and beyond. We pray for peace. We are not ignorant of the devices of the devil. We are not a part of that evil system. No, 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 no. Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That is what we are a part of. Have mercy on this state, oh God, this United States of America. Have mercy on this nation, oh God. We look up to you alone. You are our God. You are our Father. Lord, you are the creator of all men. You love this nation. Lord, you love the people of this world. This nation is strategic for your future plans for this world. Lord, set this nation right. There's so many ways, Lord, in which we're not pleasing to you, but set us right in your own way. Help us to be right again. There's so many ways, God, in which we are displeasing to you. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us. Cause your light to shine upon us. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. Let's close out here. Let's read out a couple of scriptures right here now. Read a couple of scriptures, excuse me, right here. In Matthew, let's close out here. It's the Lord's Prayer, we call it. Matthew chapter 6. And this is verse 9. Actually, verse 10, I want to read. I want to read a couple of translations. I think it is that verse 10. Yes, I think it is. But let's start from verse 9. Let's start from verse 9 in the King James. After this manner, therefore, pray ye. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Let's keep the main thing in our nation. Hallowed be your name. Lord, we honor you. Lord, we glorify you. We want your glory in our nation. Lord, we want Jesus to be preached all across this nation. We want an atmosphere, an environment that is conducive to the ministry of the gospel all over this nation. Hallowed be thy name. Let's go to verse 10. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I really like a couple of those translations in there, and I don't think you have all of them, but I'm going to read a couple of them from here. The Contemporary English. Actually, let's go. I'm going to read the Message first, because that's the one. So that's verse 11. Is that verse 11 in the Message? No. Actually, that's verse 10. That's the Message. You do have the Message. Set the world right. Set the world right. Do what's best. As above, so do down here below. In spite of our inhumanity, in spite of our failings, in spite of this falling, the falling human nature and corruption that rules the world, Lord, still do what's best. Intervene in the situations of our lives. Intervene in our politics. Intervene, oh God, in our elections. Set the world right. Set this nation right. Do what's best. Do what's best. The New Living Translation says, may your kingdom come soon. I love that. May your kingdom come soon. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. I think it's the Living Bible. You don't have that. It also says, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it's... Sorry, no. We ask that your kingdom will come now. That's the Living Bible. I love that. We ask that your kingdom will come now. May your will be done here on this earth, just as it is in heaven. Amen. Let your will be done in our nation as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Yeah, I think there's a couple of other ones, but I want to close. Let's go back to the King James and go to verse 11. Glory to God. Give us this day our daily bread. Verse 12. Forgive us our debts, our trespasses, that's our sins. And forgive us, and forgive as we forgive our debtors. Go on to the next verse. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Lead us not into temptation. Where praying for our nation is concerned, lead us not into temptation in this nation. Deliver us from evil in this nation. Evil is not God, and God is not evil. Deliver us from evil in this nation. Lord, anything that is evil, we oppose it. We take our place of authority. As children of God, we stand against the evil plan and the strategies of the devil. We separate ourselves from it. Deliver us from evil, Lord. Deliver us from evil. Hallelujah. And lead us not into temptation. As your body, as the body of Christ, help us take our place. Help us not to be confused with the rest of the world. Amen. For yours is the kingdom. Your kingdom. That's what we want. We want your kingdom established. The power and the glory. We are hungry for your glory, even in our nation. Yeah. Hallelujah. I know that. America is strategic to God's plans for these last days. Amen. Amen. We don't want to lose the glory of God in this nation. We don't want to lose the glory of God in this nation. We want room made for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Hallelujah. Go on to the next verse. Hallelujah. And then he's done with the prayers. If you forgive men their trespasses, God also will forgive you your trespasses. Amen. Let's close out. Let's close out right here. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 to 16. Let's close out right there. Matthew 5, 13 to 16. Thank you, Lord. Matthew 5, 13. Cause your light to shine over this nation. Let your light dispel the darkness in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, where shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it gives light unto all them that are in the house. So, verse 10, let your light so shine before men, so that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Lord, we want your light in this nation. Let your light dispel the darkness. Every element of darkness. Actually, we're gonna close out praying right now. Just join me in the spirit of prayer. You do know we're not ignorant of the strategies of the devil. Satan is not a next morning, he's not a next morning planner. Satan is a long-term strategic planner. Every darkness you see, there are long routes that you can trace back, several generations many times, several years many times, several weeks, several months many times. There are little seeds of darkness that Satan has sown in different corners of this nation. But we stand as the church. We take authority. We are not ignorant of the devices of the enemy. We root out every evil plan of the devil in the name of Jesus. The Bible says we have been given the keys of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Whatsoever we allow is allowed. Whatsoever we forbid is forbidden. Well, we allow peace in this nation. We allow the grace of God in this nation. We allow the mercy of God in this nation. We forbid violence in the name of Jesus. We forbid the spirit of hatred in the name of Jesus. We refuse access to every element and every vessel of the kingdom of darkness that is walking in different places. We shut you down in the name of Jesus. We pray for the light of God. We pray for righteousness. The Bible says righteousness exalts a nation. Sin is a reproach to any people. We shut down every evil root of sin in the name of Jesus. We shut down every evil root of sin in the name of Jesus. We sow the seeds of righteousness. We sow the seeds of God's favor. We sow the seeds of God's blessing in the name of Jesus. We declare America is not cursed. America is blessed. America is blessed according to the word of God. We declare that. We declare that. We establish it. We establish it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let's thank God as we close out here. Let's thank God. His will will be done. This nation will be turned aright. We will experience God's best. Come on. Let's thank God as we close out here. We choose to have God's best. We choose to have God's best in our nation. We choose to have God's best in our nation. We choose to have God's best in our nation. Oh, hallelujah. We choose to have God's best in this nation. We choose to have God's best in this nation. Holy Spirit, come. Move through the corridors of Congress. Move through the corridors of the White House. Move through the corridors of this nation. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. The sweet fragrance of Jesus, the sweet knowledge of Jesus, the sweet perfume of Jesus. Come, come. In the name of Jesus, let your light shine and dispel the darkness of this evil system. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we establish righteousness in this nation. We thank you, our God. We thank you, our God. We thank you for our forthcoming elections. Hold somebody's hands around you. Hallelujah. We thank you for our forthcoming elections. We thank you, God, for this political season of these next few months. We thank you, Father God, for everything that is about to transpire in this nation. The Bible says, who has said when God has not said? Whatsoever is not of God will tear down right now. Every tree that is not planted by our Father will uproot right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we establish trees of righteousness. We establish fruits of righteousness. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we establish the counsel of Almighty God in this nation. We establish the counsel of Almighty God in this nation. Have your way, O God. Have your way, O God. Have your way, oh God.
Have your way, oh God. We are the body of Christ. We are the door to this nation. Our Father, we give you access in this nation. Come and walk. Holy Spirit, we give you access. Send your angels down here. We give you access. Come and walk in this nation. Lord, bind the hearts of the children of God together. Bind the hearts of our Christian, our spiritual leaders together. Oh God, give us humility. Give us humility of heart, humility of spirit. In the name of Jesus, let the spirit of oneness, the spirit of harmony, let the spirit of love permeate our churches. In the name of Jesus, we come against bitterness. We come against hatred. We come against evil prophecies. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we come against division. We come against divisions. We come against the lying spirit in the name of Jesus. We give you access in this nation. Come in and walk, Lord. In this United States, come in and walk, Lord. Lord, from the North Coast to the South Coast, from the West Coast to the East Coast, from our communities, one community to the other, one city to the other, one state to the other. Work, move, move. Lord, cause the church to arise. Lord, cause the ears of people to be willing to hear, to listen to the gospel again. Lord, this is a sweet smelling perfume. This is a sweet fragrance. In the name of Jesus, touch the hearts of the people. Where Satan has blinded their minds, Lord, we rebuke that spirit of blindness. We rebuke that darkness. We ask that the light of God, just like you did in the Garden of Eden, when you said light be and light was, we speak light in the name of Jesus. Our Father, we thank you. We thank you for doors that are open for salvation, for revival in our nation. We trust you for revival in this nation. Open doors for the work of the Holy Spirit in this nation. Open doors for the work of the Holy Spirit in this nation. Father God, let politics not become our primary assignment. Let it not suck out all the oxygen in the room. Let it not be, Lord, let it not be our main focus. Let the gospel be our focus. Let many more people be saved in this land. In the name of Jesus. Cause there to be an awakening in the spirit. Cause there to be a revival in the spirit. As the body of Christ, give us the spirit of boldness. In the name of Jesus. Help us everywhere we go to speak with boldness. To carry the gospel with boldness. To declare the will and the counsel of God with boldness. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Help us, Father God, to be able to separate the emotions from the heart. Help us to know where to draw the line. Lord, help us to be able to take our rightful place as your priests in this nation. We thank you, our God. We thank you, our God. We thank you, our God. We know Satan will continue to walk, but we thank you, Father, because the Bible does say, where sin did abound, grace did much more abound. We receive grace. We receive superabundant grace. We receive exceeding grace. And we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We give you all the glory and the praise, Lord. Thank you for speaking your word to us today. We receive it, Lord, with gratitude. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. Bless your people as we go out this week. Protect us and shield us from every evil plan of the enemy. Lord, from every viper, protect your people. We cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. We declare again, we are under cover. We are under the cover of the covenant. We are under the cover of the covenant in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Bless your people this week. Let this be a week of favor. Let this be a week of great grace. Let this be a week of glory. Let there be manifestations in our lives. Open new doors of opportunities to us. Lord, elevate us at our places of work, in our careers, in our families, in our finances, in our homes. God, in everything that we lay our hands upon to do, in our ministries, God, exalt us in the name of the Lord Jesus. Quicken us. Quicken us. Fill us with abundant life. We give you the glory today. We give you the praise. We thank you, our God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Amen.